Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Pod, brought to you by Mesa Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network as we head into week number two of the college football season. Luke Yardy here along with Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White coming off a very fun week one start to the college football season. Man, was it good to have a full slate of games over the weekend. I didn't have as much fun betting them last week as we take a look at it. Scotty and Vaughn both went an even 500, 4-4. I dropped 3-5, so that puts me and Vaughn tied at 6-7 through week zero and week one. Scotty still chasing a little bit at 4-9, but making some progress here as we head into week number two with some great games on the docket. All spreads brought to you via DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what we're going to be picking against here today as we've got eight games lined up. We're going to pick against a spread plus our eliminator pick. That is on the way. Vaughn, Scotty, what's going on, fellas? How we doing here tonight?
Hey, man, good. We were talking before we hopped on here about my Nebraska eliminator pick. I was pretty nervous to say the least on Saturday, but they pulled it off. They got the dub and went 4-4 on the pick. So hoping to do better and hoping that I don't pick every single thing that Scotty picks this week.
Yeah, man. I mean, we went 4-4. So I guess I would have had the same record either way. So I think I'm going to go back to my normal strategy, just pick what I think is going to happen. But I was definitely happy to not go 0-5. So that was good. Trending in the right direction. And hoping to make some more improvements this week.
Well, we're going to kick it off with a week two staple right here as we're going to head to Iowa City for the old Cy-Hawk battle. Iowa State visiting Iowa and the Hawkeyes, 3.5-point favorites, Vaughn.
Yeah, there's usually one or two games that always get me, and I go back and forth with it all week long, and this was one of them. But at the end of the day, I'm going to stick with Iowa. They're the home team. It's not a huge spread. I think the better play here would be the under. It's like 40 or 41, something along those lines. But Iowa has won six straight games over Iowa State, which is one of the longest streaks in the history of this rivalry here. Matt Campbell has just been awful in this series. So if you can imagine that he's terrible in this rivalry, what would you think if he was Michigan's head coach? So I'm going to take Iowa and just kind of roll the dice on that.
Scotty, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Iowa as well, but I had trouble with it too because I don't know if Iowa is even capable of getting 4 points. Their offense wasn't last week, so they might need their defense to come in and get a couple safeties to do it. But yeah, I mean, kind of the same thing Bond said. Iowa State has not been able to get a win in this series, even in their year where they were really good. And I kind of see them starting to trend downwards again. I don't think that they're going to be that good this year, and I think Iowa takes care of business at home.
Well, the good news is I'm going to go on the Iowa State side. I don't need Iowa State to win. I just need them to cover the 3.5 here, and I like that hook quite a bit. You know, Iowa State, you go back to last 4 years against Iowa. They're 0-4, but by a combined 21 points, just over 5 points a game, and there was a 10-point game mixed in there. Iowa State has kept it close against Iowa. They outgained them in the box score last year, but they just turned it over a bunch of times against the Hawkeyes. Iowa, 166 total yards against San Diego State a week ago. I think Iowa State is a better defense than San Diego State, obviously. And Hunter Deckers, I mean, he might be an upgrade from what Brock Purdy was a year ago. I know he had a great 2020, but last year really turned the ball over. Deckers was 25-31 for an 80.6% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns and interception a week ago. Give me Iowa State to cover against the Hawkeyes. Then we go to a nice non-conference matchup. A lot of hype seemingly surrounding this one. Tennessee, 6.5-point favorites visiting Pittsburgh, Scotty.
Yeah, I really like Pitt in this, which makes me really nervous, but I'm just not sold on Tennessee, and I'm really surprised to see that line so high. I mean, Pitt's the defending ACC champ. Obviously, they lost a lot of talent from last year, losing their quarterback to the NFL, wide receiver transfer to USC, but I'm not sold on Tennessee. If they were maybe like 3-point favorite, I could understand that, but a touchdown is just really big. Pitt's at home. I like Pitt to cover the spread.
Vaughn, how about you, my man?
Yeah, Scotty, we're in line yet again, my friend. I'm also going with Pitt to cover in this one. Tennessee lost to Pitt last year at home. Now they have to go on the road to play against Pitt. Slovis looked pretty good at the quarterback, their new transfer quarterback. Looked pretty good last week over West Virginia. And Tennessee's only 4-3 against the spread last season when they were favorited, which is pretty abysmal considering how many times they were favored last season. And they're a pretty average team historically over the last like decade plus. So I'm going to take Pitt to cover and potentially win just overall. I do like where Pitt's at going into this game.
I'm going to be on the Tennessee side here because I think it is a very bad thing for Pittsburgh. I know their quarterback looked okay against a bad West Virginia defense, but I don't think Pitt can run the ball, man. They had 2 yards per carry against West Virginia. Tennessee allowed just 2.7 yards per carry against Ball State. I think they're going to shut them down, make Pittsburgh one-dimensional. I think they're going to be able to get after the quarterback. You know, Tennessee returning 9 of 12 defensive starters from a year ago that allowed under 4 yards per carry. I like Tennessee to get after it defensively. I think they're a much better team than West Virginia. And West Virginia arguably probably should have won that game last week. So give me the Volunteers on the road, even though it's a big spread for a road favorite. But I like the Volunteers. As we head back into the Big Ten in a non-conference matchup, Virginia visiting Illinois. The Illini, 4.5-point favorites, Vaughn.
Yeah, you know, this was one of the other ones that I was kind of going back and forth with all week, but I'm actually going to go with Virginia in this one. This is a good game for Illinois to bounce back, but Virginia blew them out last season, and they return essentially the same squad that they had from 2021. So if Illinois does win, I don't think it'll be by more than a field goal. So I'm going to take Virginia to at least cover the game, if not win outright.
Scotty, how about you?
Bond, the trend is continuing. I'm going to take Virginia as well. I was back and forth on this one a lot. Illinois, tough loss last week to Indiana. That would have just been so huge for Illinois to get off to a 2-0 start. I definitely could see Illinois winning this game. You know, they're trying to bounce back from a tough loss. I think these are two really evenly matched teams, but I think if Illinois does get the win, it's going to be around a field goal. So I'll take Virginia to cover that.
Man, this is either going to be a really good week or a really bad week for me. I'm on the other side. I like the Illini minus 4.5. This is a case where I think Illinois probably should have beat Indiana a week ago. They got screwed on a bad call in the end zone, which probably would have gave them the win. They get the extra day on from playing on Friday, and I think they can control the game on the ground. Average over 6 yards a carry against Wyoming, 4 yards a carry against Indiana, and Virginia against Richmond allowed about 5 yards a carry. We know what Bielema likes to do. He likes to run it down your throat. I think Illinois is going to control this game, and I like the Illini to cover the 4.5, win by about a touchdown against Virginia. Huge SEC matchup already in week number 2. A couple of top 25 teams. Number 20 Kentucky visiting number 12 Florida, coming off a very impressive win against Utah. The Gators 6-point favorites at home, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida here. I wasn't quite sure if I was really sold on them after the win. But the quarterback play was impressive. I mean, we've all seen the highlight, the little pump fake spin around play. That was awesome. And I think that Florida might be a little bit back. I don't know. I was a little surprised to see him jump all the way up to 12. But I think Kentucky takes a step back from having a good season last year. Florida's at home. I know they had a big winning streak against Kentucky and recently lost it. I think they get back to that and win by a touchdown.
Vaughn, how do you like it?
God damn it, Scotty. I'm going with Florida, man. Anthony Richardson, you talked about it. Looked impressive on the ground, through the air. And that was against a really good Utah defense. Kentucky's got a solid defensive squad as well, but is not better than Utah's. And another home game, night game atmosphere here. The Swamp is one of the toughest places to play in the SEC, so it's going to be rocking. So I'm taking Florida.
I love it. I'm on the Kentucky side here, boys. Give me the road dog at plus 6. You know, you take a look back at last week while Florida was in the papers and all over, you know, the country, front headlines for beating Utah. Kentucky quietly absolutely handled Miami of Ohio 37-13. Will Levis was 21 of 32, 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. I think these are two very evenly matched teams. I think it's going to be a dogfight all the way throughout in 6 points. Originally, I took this at 6.5 because that's what it was. Looks like it's moved to 6 now. That's still too many points for me to leave on the table, in which I think are two very evenly matched teams. Plus, I expect a bit of a letdown from Florida, right? They were all hyped up all offseason, first game with a new head coach, bringing in a team that was Pac-12 champs a year ago, and were able to get it done in a very emotional win, getting a pick in the end zone to end it. Yeah, I think a letdown is upcoming, and I like Kentucky to go into the Swamp and at least cover 6, if not win outright. Number 10, USC, 8.5-point favorites at rival Stanford, Vaughn.
Yeah, this is one of those that you look at it on paper and you say, why isn't USC favored by more? So this is one of those where I kind of just say Vegas knows something, and I'm going to go with Stanford to cover the 8.5. So a home dog. So I usually like to take one of those every week. So I'm going to take Stanford and kind of just cross my fingers and hope that something is going on here. So I'm going to roll with Stanford this week.
Scotty, how do you see it?
All right, Vaughn, the streak's finally over. I'm going with USC here. I mean, I had the same reaction. I was like, I really think that USC should be favored in this. But, I mean, USC, we've seen their struggles past couple years. You know, they've had some games where it was looking like, okay, maybe USC's going to be really good this year. And they've been tripped up by Stanford when Stanford's not that good. But Lincoln Riley, the coach, they've got Caleb Williams at quarterback. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but the pitch transfer wide receiver.
Jordan Addison.
Yeah. They were just playing Rice, but they still looked really good. And Stanford's just not a very good football team, and I like USC to cover with ease in this one.
Give me the home dog at +8.5, and this wasn't even a thing where I thought USC should be favored by more. I actually just like the Stanford side here. Like, USC dominated Rice, right? But 3 defensive touchdowns for USC in that ball game, I think, really skewed perception on what exactly that game was. They allowed over 4 yards a carry to Rice on the ground. Meanwhile, Stanford absolutely dominated Colgate, 6 yards a carry. EJ Smith, over 10 yards a carry. I think Stanford's going to be able to move the ball on the ground. We know Lincoln Riley defenses in the past have been pretty weak, and I think Stanford is going to out-physical them, and I think they're going to keep it pretty close and cover the 8.5. By the way, Tanner McKee, 22 of 27 last week for 308 yards. They might be able to throw it around on USC a little bit as well. Number 9, Baylor at number 21, BYU. The Cougars, 3-point favorites and a late kick, 10-15, Scotty.
Yeah, this one was probably the one that I struggled with the most. It's going to be tough. BYU -3. I really like it to be right around there. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a push at all. But I think Baylor is a little slept on this year. Won the Big 12 a year ago. I'm not too sold on Oklahoma this year. I think that they can make another push at the Big 12 title. And I'm gonna go with them. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a push, but I think I'm gonna take Oklahoma State here.
All right, I was gonna say, what game are we talking about here?
I got my Big 12 championship teams mixed up a little bit.
Vaughn, how do you see it going?
I'm gonna pick Baylor as well at +3. I just really like Baylor, and you kind of just stole my thunder there, Scotty. I think they are gonna win the Big 12. This season. It's going to be the second straight time if they do it. They looked dominant in week 1, albeit it was not against good competition whatsoever, but it was a 59-point win for Baylor last week. BYU is a sneaky good team this year, but give me Baylor, man. I love their coaching staff, and I love the players that they got on offense. So I'm going to pick them to not only cover, but they're going to win this game against BYU.
Yeah, I love Baylor outright here. You know, they showed why Dave Arenado is a great defensive mind. I mean, they return, in Phil Steele's mind, he's got Baylor as the best defensive line of the best DBs in the Big 12. Last week, they were fantastic. 2.9 yards per carry allowed. The opposing quarterback went 13 of 30 for only 150 yards. Baylor, their run D is absolutely ridiculous, and they're going to be able to shut down BYU. This feels like a money line type game, but for this sake, I definitely like Baylor +3. Then we go to the noon kick, the game that everyone has their eye on, even though it is a 3-touchdown spread. Number 1, Alabama, 20-point favorites as they visit Austin to go take on the Longhorns of Texas, Vaughn.
So let me preface this by saying, if for some reason you're just following my picks and you're putting money based on my picks, don't do it for this one. This is a very selfish kind of homer pick. I'm picking Texas because I want this game to not only be super close, but I do actually think it could be close. This is going to be one of those games down in Texas. It's going to be 100 degrees at game time. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere down in Austin. But the main reason here is because I picked Quinn Ewers to win the Heisman this year. So if he were to beat Nick Saban and number one Alabama, I think that would be the best possible start to a Heisman Trophy campaign. So give me the Longhorns all day long here.
How about you, Scotty?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I think that Texas is loaded with talent, but they were pretty loaded with talent last year. Bijan Robinson was on the team. Xavier Worthy was on the team. I mean, they were a really good team. They lost to Kansas. So I can't quite pull the trigger on Texas. I think that they're going to win the Big 12. I really think that they're going to be really good, but I can't quite pull the trigger until I see it, especially when they're playing Bama. So I'm going to go with Alabama to cover this one.
Yeah, this is – I'm going with the Crimson Tide here because – this feels like the USC opener a couple years ago, or maybe, you know, the Michigan game in 2012, where it's a marquee non-conference matchup, right? And everyone's getting excited for it, and or even the Bama Florida State game when what was his name, Francois, or I can't remember exactly what his name was.
DeAndre quarterback. Francois.
Yes, when he was a quarterback, and Bama just rolled them. That's what this game feels like to me right here. And I heard something interesting today. I was listening to Bet the Board, and they said that Quinn Ewers last week against ULM, he didn't face a lot of pressure, but 7% of his snaps resulted in a turnover-worthy play. That's not going to fly against Alabama. You start turning it over, Bama's going to kill you. I think that's what happens. I like Bama to cover the 20. This spread could probably be 25-26, and I'm still taking the Crimson Tide. Finally, I've got similar sentiments about this next one as Hawaii visits the Big House. Michigan, the biggest favorite of the week, 51.5-point favorites, Vaughn. Do they cover?
Michigan does cover in this game, believe it or not. The last time they played Hawaii, it was at home in 2016. The score of that game was 63-3. And I think this Michigan team overall, at least on offense, is better than that 2016 team. Hawaii's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, they're all, I mean, not to disparage the players, but they're all terrible. So this is just going to be one of those games where it's a bloodbath from start to finish. And if you're taking your children to this game, I don't think you should let them witness on-field murder. So I'm going to take Michigan because it is going to be it's going to be like one of those, like the Rutgers game of 2016. This could be a blowout of epic proportion. So I'm going with the maize and blue here.
Scotty, how do you feel about it?
Vaughn, it's funny you mentioned the Rutgers game because I used the same comparison at work today when I was talking to one of my friends about it. And I look at, you know, Vanderbilt covered this spread against Hawaii. I think Michigan's it's going to look also like that Northern Illinois game last year. Michigan's going to be close to 50 by halftime. And we're going to get to see J.J. McCarthy tomorrow or on Saturday. But I guess tomorrow, if you're listening, J.J. McCarthy is Hemi Neutron, Timothy Chalamet, whatever you want to call him. It's going to be amazing. I like Michigan. If Vanderbilt can cover that against Hawaii, Michigan, I like them to score 70 in this one.
Scotty stole my line, man. Vanderbilt covered this spread against Hawaii. Like, and that was at Hawaii, you know? I mean, we got them coming to the Big House. 51.5, that's not nearly high enough. I can't believe it opened at 46. It got to 50 faster. I think it was within hours it got to 50. It moved 4 points. And again, this is going to be the J.J. McCarthy showcase. He is going to go into this one, right? And he's going to want to put on a show. He might not have to. Hawaii allowed 9.2 yards a carry against Vanderbilt, and we know how good Michigan's offensive line is. I mean, it could literally be like, it could be upwards of 13, 14 yards a carry for Michigan here in this one. They almost certainly are going to score a touchdown on every single possession, given that the rain stays away. So I definitely like the Wolverines to cover 51.5. So now we move on to our little quirk this year in the Pick'em podcast. It's our eliminator pick, our survivor pool. All of us survived a week ago. Scotty and I went Maryland against Buffalo. Vaughn had to sweat it a little bit, Nebraska against North Dakota, but you did survive, Vaughn.
Yeah, thank God I didn't end up shitting the bed the week one. That would be kind of embarrassing sitting this one out. But you know what? Nonetheless, we forge ahead. And I'm going to roll with your guys' pick from last week, actually, Luke, and that's Maryland. They play Charlotte this week. I know this is a road game, but Charlotte is kind of like one of those Hawaii teams this year. They're just god-awful. And this one could get ugly pretty quick, too. So I think Maryland's going to win at Charlotte.
Scotty, who do you like?
I was a little back and forth this week, really just trying to figure out who the worst team is between Rutgers, Indiana, and Nebraska. And I'm really having a lot of problems and looking at their schedule, but I think I'm going to take Indiana here as my eliminator pick. They're taking on Idaho at home. I would be very shocked if they lost that game. ESPN FBI only gives Idaho a 3.8% chance. So I'm going to go with Iowa or Indiana.
I feel like this is probably the only week that I can feel very confident taking the Scarlet Knights to win and not worry about, you know, screwing it up and losing my pick. So I'm going to take Rutgers going up against Wagner. That pretty much says it all, right? It's Wagner going to Piscataway to take on Rutgers. I'm probably not going to pick Rutgers in any other week here this year. So let's take the Scarlet Knights, and we'll just skate through the first couple of weeks before the picks get tough, before we get into conference play. This has been our Pick'em podcast. Before we go, Vaughn, Scotty, I'll start with you, Vaughn. Where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. I'll be tweeting about the Michigan game this weekend. And, got a lot of content on the Maize and Brew page too, so go follow Maize and Brew at Maize and Brew. Would really appreciate that too.
Scotty, where can we find you, my man?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_SCOTTY. Just pumping out a lot of content about football this year. All the podcasts, all the articles, they will all be there, so you can give me a follow there.
You can follow me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review for all of our shows, and also make sure to subscribe to the Maize and Brew YouTube page, and like Vaughn said, follow the Maize and Brew Twitter account, because Scotty and I will be live every Monday night around 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere in that window, talking about the Michigan game that happened over the weekend. We want to get your thoughts. We want you in the chat. We want to interact with you, so make sure you're on the lookout for those shows on Monday nights. For my partners, Vaughn Lozon, Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi. We'll see you next week on the Pick'em Pod.